Our scripture reading tonight is from Luke 2, verses 8 through 11, and John 15, verses 1 through 11. From Luke, "And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'" Then from John, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." This is the word of our Lord.
Let's pray. Oh Lord God, we ask that you would be with us in a very special way as we share your word together. One more time, God, we need you to fill up our words with your word, that we might hear your voice, that we might see your glory, that we might be transformed by your love and your grace. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know, maybe a month ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, in our Sunday school class, where Debbie is leading us in a study in the fruits of the Spirit, we did a few weeks studying joy. And, you know, as I sat in that Sunday school class and we read all sorts of scriptures and we shared things from our own lives, I was struck by something. And that was that I don't know that I see joy as something that's prominent in my life. I mean, I know what joy is, and I'm not talking about those happy special times that we feel. I know what joy is because I've experienced it. I experience it a lot of times in worship as I'm singing either the majestic hymns of our church tradition or the newer praise worship music. And I know for sure that what I believe is true. I know for sure that somehow this awesome, amazing, indescribable God knows me, loves me, and comes to sit among me as I worship him, and I am filled with joy. I tell the band that sometimes when they ask how the music went. I said, well, I felt myself smiling all the way through it, so I know it's joy. I know that kind of joy. I experience that kind of joy when I see a long-held prayer, a prayer I've cried out time and time and time and time again, and I'm almost weary of praying, get answered. And I'm reminded that this amazing God, this indescribable God, hears my prayers and responds to them. And I am filled with joy. So I know what joy is, but I don't always see it in my life. Debbie said, as we took that study together, what I believe was a prophetic statement when she said, I think this is what we're lacking in the church today, is joy. And we all kind of went, wow. Because we look around sometimes and we see a whole lot of people who are really tired from working really hard to keep a church running, not just this church here all over the place. And so I had to go home and ask myself, where's my joy? And I'm aware of how often I let circumstances or expectations or difficult people steal my joy. As a matter of fact, sometimes I just hand it right to them. You know, I let worry and anxiety and my inability to control situations that I wish I could rob my joy. And so I found myself sitting on my couch one morning as I'm asking God these questions, asking him this big question. How do I get more joy in my life? How does joy become for me and for you one of the hallmarks by which people know that we're Jesus' disciples? I mean, Jesus told us, the world's going to look at you by the way you love one another and know that you're my disciples. And he talks in this passage about as we bear much fruit, people will know we're his disciples. And so how do I get more joy in my life? And you know, our temptation is always to grit our teeth, right? And do it in the flesh. I will be more joyful if it kills me, right? Let me try real hard to muster up some joy. And what I find is no amount of positive thinking, no amount of good intentions, no amount of even trying to keep irritating people away from us fills us up with joy. Paul tells us that joy is in that list of fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, meekness, self-control. They're fruit that the Spirit produces in us. And I found myself drawn to John 15, this beautiful chapter in the middle of these couple of chapters, Jesus' last discourse to his disciples. And so we know it's important because these are things that he said right before he died. And I'm struck by the angel's message. But behold, don't be afraid because I'm bringing you good news of great joy was the announcement the angel had at his birth. And here he is right before he walks out to be betrayed and arrested and beaten and crucified. And he says to his disciple, I'm telling you these things so that my joy will be in you and your joy will be complete. So somehow we look at this turbulent life of this itinerant homeless rabbi and it's bookmarked, if you will, by joy. In spite of all the pain, in spite of the betrayal, in spite of everything else, Jesus' human life is bookmarked by joy. And how much more than do I want my life to be bookmarked by joy? And as I keep asking that question, God, how do I get more joy in my life? And I know it's not by just trying harder to be joyful. Jesus starts giving me the answer right here in John 15. He says, abide in me, live in me, because I'm the vine. You are just a branch. Outside of me, you can't do anything. And if you look at that passage, he says, abide in me, remain in me, remain in my love. Stay, stay, stay connected to me. Cling to me. Hold on to me. Don't let me go. I'm the vine. You're the branch. Apart from me, you can do nothing. He gives us the key, gives me the key right here, that my joy, any fruit that grows in me, is completely reliant on how intertwined I am with Jesus. You know, we hear this farming analogies throughout the scripture, and they're so applicable. Some of the shepherd analogy sometimes we have to reach a little bit for because we're not shepherds, because we don't live in an area where people sheep herd. But almost everybody's grown something. And so when we think about these analogies of planting a seed or planting a tree and then watching it get to the point where it bears fruit or bears fruit. vegetables or bears flower or whatever it is, but we plant something expecting it to produce. And as we read Jesus' words in John 15, we're reminded the same thing happens in the spiritual kingdom. Jesus plants his spirit in us, and that spirit longs to produce fruit in us. Fruit as far as love and joy and all these wonderful, wonderful things we're talking about, as well as fruit as using us to impact the world around us and the lives around us for Jesus Christ. It's natural that we should grow fruit. And Jesus says, as a matter of fact, it's to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit. God's desire for us is that we bear much fruit. God's desire for us is not only are we out impacting the world for Jesus Christ, not only is God singing his love song through us to the world, but his spirit in us is producing love and joy and peace and patience and on in abundance in our lives. And I've got to be honest with you, when I look at my life, I don't know that I see those things in abundance. And so I ask myself the question again, what is keeping that from happening? Remain in me, abide in me, remain in my love. I've said this before, but we often view coming to church and worship and our own personal quiet times as sort of the way we charge up an iPhone, you know? We plug into Jesus for a little bit and then we're ready to go out and face the world. Jesus says, no, 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 no. I'm not giving you an iPhone charging mentality. I'm reminding you, he says, that you need to be constantly plugged into me. You know, I can relate to that because my iPhone battery is dying and I can never be very far from a charger or I will wind up with no power. Jesus reminds me that I'm a little bit like my iPhone with a dying battery, that if I don't stay plugged into him, I'm going to find myself with no power. I'm going to find myself with no fruit, no joy, no love growing in me because I'm trying to do it on my own. So I know the first step to letting God make me a more joyful person, the first step for God making us a more joyful church, is for us to allow him to plant the seed of his Holy Spirit in us. Not that we try harder to manufacture it up, but that God's Spirit plants himself in our lives and we give him room to move. We continually yield our own lives to more and more and more of his. We continually yield our own agendas for more and more and more of his. That when the frustrating situations come up and the irritating people come around and our expectations aren't met, instead of believing that the world is over, that everything's gone wrong, that there's no hope, we stay plugged in to a God who is full of hope, who reminds us that his joy will be our strength. I don't believe for a minute God is calling us to be plastic Christians with some big old huge phony smile pasted on our face, happy, happy, happy all the time. That's not who God's calling us to be. Because we navigate a really difficult path as we walk this Christian life with Jesus, because we walk through a world that is obviously broken. We can't pretend it's not. And as tempted as I am to not pay any attention to the news so I don't hear all the nonsense that's going on, God calls his people to intercede for a world that's broken, to let the very thing that break God's heart break ours. And so somehow we walk through a broken world, interceding, lifting it up, and at the same time, through the ruin, through the addiction, through the mess, through the war, through the everything else that's going on, we need to let God give us eyes of his spirit to see that in the middle of the brokenness, God is moving. That in the middle of the darkness, a light shines, and the darkness cannot put it out. That just when everything looks like it's lost, God certainly is not. He's moving. He's redeeming. He's restoring. He's ushering in his kingdom, which will have no end. I don't know about you. I cannot walk that balance in my own flesh. The only way I can even start taking a couple steps is through his Holy Spirit. And we need more. Let's ask him for it. Lord Jesus, we don't want to be a bunch of people who have great theology and live empty lives. Lord, we long to be Jesus people. We long to be Christ followers. We long to be disciples, Lord, who are led by your Spirit, who are transformed by your love. Lord, who have a statement to make to the world with our very lives. Not that we have it all together, but that your grace is abundant and rich. So, Lord, tonight we just open ourselves up to you and ask you for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit. God, we ask you for the ability to let you move in our lives, to say yes to this great work that you long to do in us. Lord, to stop holding you at arm's length, but to invite you to come in. God, teach us what it means to abide in you, to stay plugged into you, to be intertwined with you. Show us what that looks like, God, not just in this place, but as we walk back out into a messy world with messy lives. Lord Jesus, that we would see you produce in us much fruit. God, that we would have joy abundant, love abundant, peace abundant, patience abundant in our lives, Lord. Not so we can say, wow, look how awesome we are, God, but that you might get the glory from these broken, fragile lives we live. Have your way in us, God. We desperately need you to. In Jesus' name, amen.